No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Tuesday edition of Birds 365 here on Jacob Sports, kicking off another day here after some breaking news came down in Eagle Land yesterday. Johnny Mack, how you doing this Tuesday morning, brother?
I'm doing well. Temu's season continues, off season. Big name on the clearance rack. At least everybody projects it as that. But I do think it's a player the Eagles did showed up targeted. They did target in the end, and they got him. And, yeah, I think it's a worthwhile roll of the dice to get Azeez Ojulari. I think he could be helped by being on a good team, getting less attention. Although at times the Giants had a decent front, and some of their other issues were elsewhere. But I think it's a good fit for both sides, and hopefully it works out. But I don't think nobody's counting on Azeez Ojulari in Philadelphia. Nobody's counting on him. I think that part of it has been misunderstood by a number of people, not only fans, but people in the media, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll see what ends up. We'll see how the rotation shakes out. I tell you what, they got a lot of bodies in the room. So yesterday, for those who don't know, the Eagles signed Azeez Ojulari to a one-year, $4 million deal. For those who have listened to Bird 365 daily, this is one of the first names John and I talked about when we looked at the free agency list. So we've been talking about him here on the show, and the Eagles bring him in. I do think it's the right – it's a good fit for what they were looking for this offseason. And in other news yesterday, they extended Lane Johnson, the star right tackle, potential Hall of Fame right tackle, one of the best right tackles to ever play. Lane Johnson gets an extension and a bunch more guaranteed money for Lane. So, John, they continue to kick the can down the road on the Lane Johnson contract, but he gets some well-deserved, more guaranteed money for Lane.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with it. I don't know why anybody would have a problem with it. Technically, he's extended through 2027 now. Gets an extra $30 million in guaranteed money. If anybody deserves that, it's Lane Johnson. And I think from the Eagles' perspective, the void year presumably went through 2030 originally. Now it'll probably just be extended to 2031. I don't think they have a problem at all handing over money to people that have earned it, as you've seen with Saquon, as you've seen in the past with their early proactive deals. And this is, Lane Johnson has had contract after contract after contract, and all he's done is performed. And somehow, I argue at 35, 34, going into his 35 season, he's playing the best he ever has. So, and he wants to keep playing. I don't know if he'll make it to 2027, but who cares? If anybody deserves it, it's Lane Johnson.
No doubt about it. So good stuff there. Did they open up any cap space or room with that? Those type of moves typically give the Eagles a couple of dollars to work
typically
with.
I mean, it's not even filed yet. We got to see the bookkeeping of it. So that's for down the road. But yeah, typically when they do this, they do create some cap room. But this is not, as I've said pretty consistently, and this it's from the Eagles. It's not for me. This is not a cap space off season. This is a cash off season. And that's what they're more concerned with this particular off season. But yeah, typically when they extend or redo deals, they're going to get a little bit of cap space.
We'll see what they end up doing there. Johnny Mac, I have a question about the philosophy here of the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to welcome everybody in. Thank you all for being here this morning. The crowd has been great. The audience, the viewership has been excellent here on Birds 365. The numbers from the season that were compiled last night were incredible from Birds 365. So big thanks to all of you guys for listening in every day, for engaging, for liking, and for our excellent podcast listeners who are so loyal as well. We are jumping up the rankings on podcasts. So big thanks if you listen on podcasts. Much of our audience consumes on YouTube, but there is a portion of you who listen to the podcast. So if you're listening over there, we see you and we thank you and we appreciate you. Don't forget to leave a review on the show because that's how you help it grow as a podcast. So thank you all for being here today. Johnny Mac, the philosophy here in the offseason of the low risk, potential high reward signings, is it going to pay off for this football team? I mean, I look at the risk as relatively low, but there is a world that exists where all nine dart throws fall to the ground. I don't think that's going to happen, but there is a world that exists where it could happen. You think the reward here is worth it for the Eagles with what they're doing with all the contracts?
Well, I saw somebody on social media talk about the risk and you use that term. I find that there's no risk whatsoever from a business standpoint. I suppose if you want to extend it to the football side, yeah, there's a risk from not, you know, going for more established players. So right. from the business side, there's literally no risk. They could move on from any of these players with not a blink of an eye. Whereas, you know, if you think about certain players, Bryce Huff, you can't do that with. When you make a strong commitment, Carson Wentz back in the day, to a player, there's a greater risk because it comes with a penalty if you're wrong. In these cases, there's no penalty whatsoever if you're wrong. And I'm exaggerating a little bit, a couple bucks, but that's a rounding error
right
for an NFL team. So it depends the way you look at it. I you know, most fans, I presume, are looking at it from a football standpoint. And yeah, I mean, they're not going out and getting players that are potentially big time contributors. Now, could it happen? Because you hit the home run, everybody's going to go, you hit the home run with Zach Bond last year.
Right.
But you conveniently forget those people, all the Eric Wilsons and Paul Warlows and Corey Nelsons and every other 1 year flyer they took on all these linebackers over so many years that didn't work out.
You forgot the biggest one of them all, Devin White.
Devin White last year, yeah. It's been going on for years in Philadelphia. And it never works. And last year it worked. You're going to count on that again at edge rusher? Could it happen? Of course. You know, I got to go out today, you know. Got to go down to NovaCare at some point today. Hopefully I don't get struck by a car crossing the street. Possibility, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
So with just, that's the point. You know, I find myself doing these backtracks all the time, not backtracks from the standpoint. I identified this player early. I said, well, they're going to go this route in the offseason. This is a perfect player to roll the dice on. His age, there's still some upside. You get him in, there's the Georgia connection. He's going to be comfortable from day one because a bunch of his buddies are here. The Eagles have great interior players, certainly one. We'll see what Morrow can do. They have some upside elsewhere. They always are going to place a big emphasis on the defensive front. It's just a good situation for him to be in. But at the same time, you got to be realistic about this stuff. There's 31 other teams in this league. And this kid plays a position that gets paid. That gets paid. If anybody thinks there's any upside, e.g., example, Bryce Hupp last season, 3 years, $51 million. I was thinking about Khalil Mack this morning. He's 34 years old. 34 years old. He got $18 million, real money, not the bullshit.
Guaranteed,
he got $18 million fully guaranteed for one more year. This is a position that gets paid. And he got 1 year, $4 million. And we don't even know. That's probably not all real money. It might be, but we'll see.
I don't think it's all going to be guaranteed.
You got to be wary of this stuff. I get it. Second round pick. I get it. You recognize his name. I get it. He's from Georgia. I get it. He had some sacks. And by the way, I'm going to advocate to ban the sack statistic from the NFL. It's so absurd that, he's 6 sacks.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So 300. Who gives a shit? Khalil Mack had 6 sacks in 16 games last year, and I get he got paid $18 million. You know why? Because people fucking know that guy can play. This kid got $4 million. Now, I say it all the time. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL. But there ain't 31, and this is a position bad teams from a standpoint of making decisions. And this is a position people trip over themselves to pay. Trip over themselves to pay. So I'm just saying, pump the brakes a little bit. A little bit. I saw one guy said, this is the best young edge rushing room in the NFL.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, my God. This is the biggest need on the Philadelphia Eagles right now. The biggest need. And I think they took two worthy chances for where they are in the roster building standpoint with Uche and Ojulari. And I like both of them. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend, all right, that's done. I mean, they are still going to draft. If an edge rusher they like is there, they're still going to draft them.
This will not remove any of those options in the draft or any of those things.
No, not at all. So, you know, I feel like this is a guy advocated they should sign. They did sign. They evidently recruited, blah, blah, blah. As much as he can recruit a $4 million player.
Right.
All that is true. It doesn't preclude them. You know, I remember last year when people got excited about Julian Okwara. He's a third-round pick. He's this, he's that. He's just as likely to be gone as to be probably more likely to be gone than to be a significant contributor as a top three edge rusher, just by the nature of the contract.
I think he could be a contributor here, though. I agree with you that can't get too high on him, but I do think the guy's got some upside. I mean, I know you don't like sacks, but I don't think you mass 22 sacks on your rookie contract if you stink out loud. I mean, maybe he's not great and more, as a versatile player, or he's not good on every downs, but he can certainly get after the quarterback. And if that's all they need him to do here in Philadelphia, I do think he could be a good role player, a good depth piece for that edge rushing room, for a room that really needed more depth last year, despite, going and winning the Super Bowl. They could have used some extra bodies.
I have no problem with those terms, role player, depth. I have no problem. I think that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
I have no problem with those terms. I have the problem with the people that think
he's going to come and light the team on fire.
Yeah. Which, maybe he does. Obviously he's got nice traits. And I think it's a worthwhile dart throw, roll of the dice, whatever you want to call it. And you always hope to have that lightning in a bottle. And then that's the second part of it. Let's say he comes in and gets 10 sacks as a situational pass rusher. Out the door next year. You're going to pay him $15 million?
I don't know. We could have said if Zach Bond became an all-pro, he'd be out the door and he's back.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody's going to default to Zach Bond. What about the other names? What about the 90 other names before you hit Zach Bond? And now it's going to be, all right, well, we hit Zach Bond, so it's going to happen again? Come on.
No, I was just more answering to the point of if he does produce, he'll be gone. Well, we had one guy produce. I'm not saying he's going to produce at that level, but
if he produces, if he's a first team all pro at edge rusher,
he's
forget 15. You're talking 30. Now, if he's a first team all pro, boy,
I'm going to go ahead and put the chances at below
5%. I can't believe we're talking first team all pro, but if he is a first team all pro, yes, that will change the thinking, but it'll also change that money figure from 15 to 30 and maybe more than 30. Because that is a position this league trips over itself to pay.
Right.
And that's one of my biggest concerns, to be honest. Any upside whatsoever, they tripped themselves to pay. And they didn't pay him.
Why do you think he was out there till Monday? Because he didn't get what's his name got? $1.5 or $2.5 million. He did get a little bit more than Uche, why do you think he was out till Monday?
There was a little bit of a wrangling between the Giants and because the Giants wanted to keep him and the Eagles wanted him. So that probably upgraded his, from 2.5 somewhere else to 4.
Yeah.
Get him a little bit more money. So he had a little bit of a bidding war, if you want to call it that, later in the process. So that helps. And obviously the Giants are probably a little bit stung by what happened last year. Last thing they want is another player that they didn't really utilize properly or take advantage of to some people's eyes. And all of a sudden he turns into a meaningful contributor for the team that, you know, was in your division that seems to embarrass you on the regular basis. So that probably factors into it. Why was out there so long? You know, part of it is injuries. I'm sure he's only played, he's missed 22 games over the last 3 years. Part of it's lack of production.
Right. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I'm not going to go as far as you were telling us to not go, but I'm going to fall right in the middle because I think this guy has traits. I think he's going to get Vic Fangio is going to get his hands on him. And I think the odds are better than not that he will be a productive player on the Eagles because of the circumstance with the coach, the team around him, linebackers. He's playing next to Jalen Carter. Jordan Davis is up on that line, eating up blockers. I'm going to go ahead and say I think Aziz Ojulari is going to be a contributing player on the defense next
year. I have no problem with that. I said that before. I have no problem with depth, contributing, role. I have no problem with that. I have a problem with the people that have jumped to best young edge rushing room, best this, that. I mean, the Eagles, I've said it pretty consistently on the show. The Eagles are not going into the 2025 season defaulting to Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt as their top edge rushers. They will not do that. They will not do that. I've said it pretty consistently. They've already added two Tamu bodies. We'll see. Both of them have some upside. I mean, I don't by this, by the reaction I got, and this is just personal on my social media, by the way, like what's Uche? I mean, you should be just excited about Uche. From that standpoint, if you use the same, other than the Georgia stuff, the Giants stuff, arguably,
Uche,
you know,
Uche produced when he was
exactly
at yeah
exactly. So what? Why is nobody hyped about Uche? I don't know, but I think they're both worthy dart throws. But I think as you stand it today, and they added Patrick Johnson as well. Maybe he's going to have to move to back to off ball linebacker if he wants to make the team. But
looks like it.
You know, and they have an opening if they move Ben Van Sumer into fullback full time, which looks like it's happening. So, you know, right now it's, you know, you're talking about Smith, you're talking about Hunt, you're talking about Uche, you're talking about Ojulari, you got O'Shawn Mathis, KJ Henry. Keep an eye on the NovaCare complex today, but I'll just say that foreshadowing something. But
there you go.
They need to get better at edge rusher. They can't go into the season just say, "Oh, we're good." They still need to get better, and that could be draft, that could be trade. They still need a headliner, as I said yesterday on the show.
A headliner they need. Let's see what they end up doing. As it stands today, if the season started on March 25th, a week from now, which it obviously does not, would Jalix Hunt be your edge rusher number two, or would he fall to some of these guys, you think?
Well, I
hard to say.
I mean, yeah, it's a legit competition. You know, last year, it's one thing about the Eagles, and I've explained, they're not going to hand anything to anybody. Tyler Steen being the perfect example last year. You know, they wanted him to win the job. He didn't. They want Hunt to win the job for what's assembled right now. They want Hunt to win the job, but that doesn't mean he will. And then if they draft somebody at 32 or if they move up to 28 or move down to 35, if they draft an edge rusher at 32, and they're forced to stay, then it turns into they want that guy. That's the guy they'll want to win the job. But that doesn't mean he will.
We'll see what happens. Let's get to a couple supers, and then we'll get to my man, Jeff Kerr. We missed Jeff last week. He was ripping up Disney World like a champion. Brian Pumper checking in. Vikings overpaying for washed is good, but Eagles signing young edge for cheap, very bad. what are we doing here? Comedy.
Well, the contract part of it, how does that not raise a red flag to people?
Definitely raises a red flag.
Because of Zach Bond? I mean, do people not recognize that was an outlier? To count on that and say, well, they found Zach Bond. I mean, go back and look at how many off-ball linebackers the Eagles tried to cheap it with over the past decade. And as you pointed out, the Devin White truthers, and he got $7.5 million. Well, that was overblown, but he could have made up to $7.5 million.
I think Vic Fangio has tilted some people as well. You know, you just saw him come in first year, number one overall defense, you know, turn Nolan Smith around, turn Jalix Hunt into a player. Obviously with the story with Zach Bond, you know, the whole defense, the number one overall defense. And was there a real headliner on that defense last year outside of Jalen Carter? So I think that has swayed some people, John. They have major belief in Vic Fangio, and I don't think they're wrong to have.
Well, I think you should, but one of the reasons why I think everybody should have belief in Vic Fangio. But one of the reasons I love Vic Fangio is because he's painfully honest, and he will be the first one to tell you when you talk about Zach Bond, I didn't know. Watching film, saw some traits, thought he had the instincts to do it. And you said, let's give it a shot.
I'd pay to get Vic Fangio on the record about the Tamu signings so far.
Let's give it a shot. And then to his credit, you know, when it started working, he just amped it up and rolled with it, which I think he deserves a lot of credit for. Because a lot of people would have been like, well, you know, I don't believe it, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nah, this guy can play. So he figured it out quicker than anybody else. And he deserves a boatload of credit. But we've talked about Zach. Even Zach is like chuckled at his Pro Bowl incentive and all that kind of stuff. You can't use Zach Bond as your template. Say, well, they gave Zach Bond 3.5. And as you pointed out, Xander, they gave Devin White $7.5 million. So why didn't he work out? You know, Zach Bond's an outlier. Stop pointing to Zach Bond.
I hear you. Sue Blaze says, if Z's plays a full year, we're in for a treat, Johnny Mac.
Well, and that's another part of it. Hamstring.
Yeah, I think that to me is the biggest thing, man.
Ankle, toe, 22 games. You know, this is the same people. And I don't know if Sue did. I'm not picking on you, Sue, but all the doubt. Well, Dallas Goedert misses 4 games every year. Well, that's not an issue.
No, it's an issue. It's an issue, no doubt. Sue Blaze again says, John, what if he took a pay cut to come here and play? I don't think he did.
What? First of all, he's an unrestricted free agent, so he's not taking a pay cut, number one, by definition. Second of all, it's conceivable the Giants offered him $5 million. You know, as a terrible team, and he took $4 million to come to his friends. I doubt it, but it's conceivable. But what are we talking about here? You think if somebody offered him $7, $8 million, he's just choosing Philadelphia?
No way. Handsome Hustler says, put Tamo body on the back of a customized jersey. I don't know. I might have to add it to the giveaways, Handsome Hustler.
And by the way, of the 9 Tamu signings, this is the best, I think.
There you go.
If you're going to rate them, you know, I put the guys with the highest upside to me are, ironically, Ojulari, Uche, A.J. Dillon. But the guys with the highest floors – the guys who I think will contribute, Adoree Jackson, number one by far, and Harrison Bryant, I would say. The floor players. And by that, I mean they're NFL players that will contribute and make the roster, I think.
And I guess Hewlett's left out of that just because he's...
He's going to be the long snapper. He's rock solid, but
yeah, they're not going to bring in a competition at long snapper.
No.
All right, good stuff, Johnny Mac. Good first segment here. Let's get to Jeff Kerr, our main man, joining the show before we get to-
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.